Yeah, what's up, people? Reminiscing the building on that deep about some about you're tuned in to the W Experience with Winky. What's it bag on, mommy? Baby, legally, don't touch it. Thank you.
Baba don't show me. She be what don't bomb me. Yeah. Loke, la mala. Winky, loke, la mala. You already know you're rocking with the best. Winky, keep it locked and God bless you. Ra.
Shabu best two hardest in the game, legends live ever. Tim Westwood TV. London to Lagos, checking out the W Experience with Winky, my man. Get it down on it. One.
DJ, drop it one time. I'm ready where you are.
Money imagine for your money if me go south. My head on my chest cause it's short from you. And I know say my bad God he day from you. See my heart as you didn't know me do.
Oh yeah.
Aye, aye, oh. This is being the best. So I call on Jehovah. But the money no he got no woman. Now they get easy now.
It's a brand new episode of the W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar, and we're locked in and loaded, ready to serve you a smooth experience with my guest on the show. We're still looking at the Indie Backstory series, and with me on the show is a youngin who's been working for a while now. His fan base is constantly growing, and the future is looking promising. You got to give it up for Martins Feels. How you
yes,
doing,
sir.
Man? What's going
I'm
on?
I'm very well, big bro. How you doing, too?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank
been
you
a
for
long time coming.
I know, right? Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome to the show, bro.
Yes, sir.
So, in your own words,
yeah.
Define Martins Feels.
I'll say Martins Feels is a young talented artist, an actor as well, does Afro beats, sings in English, Yoruba, Pidgin, yeah, the normal African way.
Nah, so most times I hear school.
You already know.
Hey man, sometimes when you are, you know, aka this and that, what does it mean?
The story actually goes way back when I was still a rapper. That was when I started making music. So
wait, you started off as a rapper?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
So there was this song of mine, a rap song actually. So some of my friends listened to it, and in one of the songs I used screw as a backup, because I talked about a line about fast cars.
Oh, okay.
You understand? And you know, the sound of fast cars, all this Lambo and all, screw school pull up and a screw school. So to them, when they heard it, what they heard was screw school.
Tire
were like, screw school. And then I liked it. I liked the sound of it. And then I decided to adopt it as like my.
But they remixed it to school.
Yeah. And I made a meaning out of it, actually. Yeah, screw school, you already know.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, I think it's an acronym for Sango Kid Unstoppable. Yeah. That's what I mean when I said I made a meaning out of it. Yeah.
Makes sense. So, how did you find music, or how did music find you?
I'll say, I'll go with the last, thing you said. Music found me, actually. Cause, I've always been a music lover, but I had no intentions of like going into a music or making music myself until I think sometime 2010, 2011, we're in a lorry. When I met Sonu Rush through his younger brother, big shout out to DJ Scatter Kanye. He was the one that introduced me to Sonu Rush, but then I only met them cause I wanted them to teach me how to dance. They were like the big boys of the area then. So if you said one,
you started. Rap then?
No. Oh, I've not even started music then. I just wanted to dance. But not that I had a passion for dancing. I just want to do it happen.
You just wake up one day, see your mom that dance. I go.
No. That because I want to deal with those bros. I'm waiting that they do.
Okay.
I want they do because they're always fresh. Big shout out to Sonoros, man. Ah, and all this fresh, all those snapback, footwear. I wish I knock everything. All this, but so make myself the way they happen. So that was how I met his younger brother who introduced me to him. So, and then I think one day we were having a conversation about this old dance thing, and I made mention about my love for music to him. And he said, do you like music? Like, would you love to do music? And I said, I don't mind, but I don't know anything about this. And the only thing I could do then was to rap Ice Prince, Oleku. I could sing the old song, even Ice Prince verses. I did that for him, and he was impressed, and he was like, yo, don't worry, I'm going to teach you like everything you need to know about music, which he did, and he put me on basically.
Nice. So you've had collaborations with Zlatan and Bida, Shea Vibe, Faz the Bad Guy, to mention a few. How did you get this collaboration?
The one with Zlatan in particular in 2020 during lockdown. It was for a remix of my song Unstoppable. So I've always been with me and Zlatan. We've had like a cool relationship since 2018.
Nice.
So we've always been talking like all those times. Yeah.
If I do not go blessing for my life, my God, I did lie. Uma wants to start here because you should walk you out capable. Go dry it to power me, you are rich. I bring my luck on Okutoji, Mojago Shakubori. Feel a low value in the television, Oti Dadelori. Told you Otami could have fought. You are new, you said, Umari. Calafia did not send anybody to body me. What did you like?
Who see back, but I said, you know, Momito. Oh, me, I want to chat. Aye, aye, oh, aye, a camera. Baba ni king go on song, I must stop it. One raju mami, le ju mami, joju go go. Omo adamo, one buru jojo. Aye, aye, oh, aye, a camera. Omo lonu, we, a must stop it. Si bak pata se di no mami to. Omi ya wano jade. Aye, aye, oh.
So come 2020, when I released Unstoppable, I knew that I wanted like someone bigger than me on the song.
Right.
So I could like shoot the video. And then I reached out. I've always been reaching out to him like for us to do a song, but him being a busy person, he would like give me a date like, oh bro, let's do Saturday. But Saturday becomes last time I not be in Lagos. So fortunately, Asha reached out and he gave me a date, and I went to his place. And it made it happen in like less than 1 hour. Yeah. And luckily for me, I met a producer at this place. Big shout out to Mansa Jabulani. Yeah. So I met Zlatan playing, what was it called? PS. And then he listened to the song. He was like, oh, yeah, I don't hear this song. Shinai, you want to? And so he recorded it like on the spot. He wrote the verse and recorded it.
Without charging you a dime.
Nah, for free. And even for the video too. Big shout out to Zlatan. That's something I will never forget in my life. Like, normally, if you want to feature all these people, you will pay for verse. After paying for verse, you pay for video appearance, and you will still pay if you want me then push down for you. Do you understand? So like, he actually did everything for me for free. And the one way bust my head past now, the video. I actually told him about the video.
Right.
A big mess up on my own part. I actually told him about the video the night before. Do you understand? Whoa. I should have told him like a week before so that he play his schedule. Do you understand? At night, like around 9 p.m. and the video was supposed to happen like 10 a.m. the next
day. You guys just decide.
No. I actually assigned the job to somebody. And when I spoke to the person the night before the video, have you told Zlatan? And she was like, no, I've not told him. You have to do it yourself. Do you understand? And Bisha asked Zlatan, he responded. He said he was going to talk to his team. And the next day they pulled up with his two cars, with, spent his own money for fuel, for area boys and everything.
Wow.
And he waited till we finished the video.
Wow,
man, God will bless Zlatan and Billy, man. Amen, that's amen, a big amen. Thing, yeah. And the one we say happened in 2019, me and Shea Vibes go way back too. So then, it's funny, I actually saw him for the first time, like on Instagram. I think Instablog posted his song. All those times, all of us still do music at Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I made a comment on the song, and then he reached out to me in my DM. I was not like, bro, that was song nice and all that. So we exchanged numbers and. Yeah, we've been friends since then, and one day he just sent me the song that, bro, I want you on this song. Do you understand? Mm. I listened to the song. I connected with the song immediately. That same week he sent me the song. I sent him the verse.
Wow.
So yeah, when he listened to the verse, he called me like, yo, bro, what do you do? Really, really, really makes this. I like him. He told me that he was expecting me to do a rap verse. I sang. Do you understand? That was what I did. I sang in the song. So yeah, that was how we made it happen. And
is that the only collaboration?
We have others too. I still have two songs with Shea Vibes that I'm yet to release. I'm still looking at releasing them though, but I'm still trying to like get through to him. Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. To clear
everything, because it would be very unprofessional for me to release.
So how about Fast the Bad Guy?
First, the bad guy.
What was it like working with him?
It was awesome, man. Auntie Funke made that happen when I was still signed under the label. She reached out to him and gave us the number to call. We went to Faust's place. The first day we went to his place, Omo ain't no day also. We waited like for hours. We did not even enter the house. We just stay like
outside,
no matter if you stay estate outside one street. As they no pick the call. I think for evening or night, me and my manager JC. For evening, we can't go back. So I think he gave us the next day to come back.
Hmm.
And then the next day we met him at home. Well, actually, the first song we did wasn't even this, the one that I released.
Really?
It was like a Faust type of song. Do you understand?
Oh, okay.
Something like all this bad baddest at the time.
Yeah.
Because that was 2018.
Hmm.
And then, after we did that, I was supposed to like take the song home and do my own verse and send him the full song.
Hmm.
But after I recorded his part, I think he reached out to me the next day.
Okay.
That he doesn't want to like impose his own style on
you.
Do you understand that?
You should do your thing.
Do you understand that we should make something new? I should like do my own thing, my own style.
Hmm.
And then he will jump on whatever song I do. Nice. You understand? Demi shot in issue, yeah, gunny issue. Oh, ni coco, coco, no more shepist. Fadisi Allah, in fact, I can't read your shot. You think you're smart? Stop that. They want the story, they want the bobo. Go on to complete the shake coco. Waiting at it now, we know we promo. Secure the Naira is our motto. Secure the bag like security guy. Secure the paper, the quality type. Give me the joy I cannot quantify. I spend a fortune on somebody shy. Then I pull up in a colorful ride. It's zero problem on the monetary side. Oh yes, so homie, I just want security bag. No family for the business, so man, I'm sorry fam. Oh yes, so homie, I just want security bag. No family for the business, so man, I'm sorry fam. That was how it happened. And big shout out to Faust too. The video, everything stress-free. And he posted it actually when the song came out.
Oh, cool.
Love.
So you were signed to Sin One Entertainment?
Yeah.
Owned by Funke Akindele and JJC, right?
Yes, that's right.
You know, how were you discovered?
I was discovered on Instagram in 2015.
Hmm.
Yeah. My guy, big shout out to Jeezy. It goes by JZYRC now. We used to make freestyle videos in 2014, and that was when we joined Instagram. So we used to like make all these videos and we'll tag as many celebrities as we could at the time.
Mm.
And anybody will respond. So luckily for us, JJC responded. I did not even know until JJC took his number, called him, because he was the one that sent it to JJC.
Oh, okay.
And JJC was like, oh, he's interested in me.
Mm.
And he wanted me to come to Lagos. Yeah. And so he told Jeezy to send him some of my songs.
Oh, okay.
So I think he sent him about four or five. And then I think about, I don't know, maybe I think it took 2 or 3 weeks after, just called him, yo, I'm the one to call JJC. I want to see you guys. Like, where are you guys? And then he said, oh, we are in a lorry and all that. So he said we should come to Lagos. Yeah.
Mm.
So that was how we came to Lagos, me, Jeezy, and Sonoros. I think that was my second time in Lagos.
Mm.
First time was still when I was like a kid. I came with my mom. That was like my first main time in Lagos.
Mm.
So we went, we came to Lagos. We met him at, he had a show.
Okay.
At Okbaja.
Okay.
And then, the show, NYC show, after his performance, he put us in his car.
Okay.
And then we drove to Lekki, like, at night. I couldn't really see well at night, yeah. But the next morning when I woke up, I was, he burst my, I see you in Bo, Lekki House, skyscraper. I was waiting to be this.
Alien.
Do you understand? And then we stayed for like 3 days, but those 3 days we were just making music, and it was getting to know us. Do you understand? So that was when he made up his mind, like, yo, I'm interested in like signing you guys. So that was in December 2015. So we had to come back the following year in February.
Yeah.
And that was when we got the deal, 2016. Yeah.
So you guys don't work together anymore, but are you guys?
Yeah, we're cool. Yeah. That's like my family forever. Do you understand?
Right.
Because with them, it wasn't just only business.
Hmm.
It was like more of a father and son mother and son thing. Yeah. So I'm forever grateful to them.
So while you got signed,
yeah,
you delved into movies.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Have you always had love for acting or
I never did, but now I do. It wasn't until I got signed to them, do you understand? They actually tried, they actually dedicated a whole series. I don't know if you've seen it before. Mm. Indoor Streets. It's on YouTube, season 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
If you've not seen it, go check it out.
Do you understand? So you know who Indoor we're talking Streets. To. Speaks about
what character did you play?
Martin Spears, Martin Spears. You understand? Because that was what they were trying to sell. Yeah. So all of us stuck with our real names.
Mm, nice.
Yeah, so yeah, nice. It was awesome. But we were on that training show for like I think three, six months.
Wow. Yeah.
So now acting is something that I love. It's actually interesting. If you sabi do him, I like him.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure your fans, you know, have been wondering what happened. We don't see much of Martin Spears, so.
Yeah.
He's just going to come on the gram, drop us some few minutes reel to see. And they're going to be like, okay, yeah, this is fire. Drop it.
Yeah.
And then before you know, it's just going to go low-key for a while.
Well, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They want to know what's going on. So
actually,
what is Martin's feels
up to? Actually, if I'm to open up to you guys, the reason for that this on and off thing is I have a lot going on, majorly, which is my school. Do you understand? And most people don't know. This is the first time I'm putting it out there, like for the general public to know that, yo, I'm actually a student.
Wow.
And this time around, I'm in my final year. So school takes a lot of my time.
Mm.
When exam comes, I need to like dedicate time to read because
education is not a scam.
It's not a scam. Like my mom wanted me to like always like have a certificate because one thing she told me when she was trying to get me to go back to school was it's good for you to have it and not need it rather than needing it in the future and not have it. Do you understand?
So
that's what's taking my time. And then as per music, we try our best,
because
it's not be only music, we get life too, where we deal with life problems
at the end of the day.
Do you understand? But regardless, 2024 back to back, no excuses, by the grace of God.
Amen. God's grace. So what inspires your pen game? Do you write or is just mostly freestyle?
First and foremost, to talk about the inspiration.
Yeah.
I'll say God, yeah.
Because
I believe in as God they bring them. Yeah,
you know, they carry.
Do you understand? I don't believe all those things. See, if it's really inside of you, you don't need anything to bring it out.
That's right.
Do you understand? So God, and the inspiration is from God. Then my environment and everything that has happened to me. Because when I try to like make music, I try to like be original and be intentional about each and every lyric. Do you understand? Because I believe that someone somewhere can relate to this particular thing I'm talking about, or someone somewhere has gone through it before, is even going through it at the present moment.
Right.
Yeah. And so for whether I write or not, I used to, but not anymore. Do you understand? Okay. But I won't say it's a flex. Yeah. The first person that actually noticed that thing with was with Sonorous. I asked him then, because we just go out, fuse alpha with a good studio. This bro's not getting song with one single.
Mm.
We go to the producer, go play song, and at the end of the day, we'll make a full song. Bros, but how essentially how did they take do him? He just laughed that day and he told me that no worry, with time, you serve good to do him. And that's what's happening now, thank God. You understand? I just still made a song last night. I went to a recording camp.
Really?
And then I've never met the producer before. He just played me a beat. I told him to load it up and I just started dropping in 4-4-4-4-4 before you know it, song don't complete.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so if you had the opportunity to change a thing or two in the entertainment industry in Nigeria, film and music, what would it be?
I can only speak for music because about movies, I just love, I guess. I don't really know much about them. Yeah, but as for music, I think it's the prices of everything, if I had the power, I would change that because, man, things are getting expensive these days. And we being independent artists, we say we don't really get sponsored. Now we they fund ourselves and all those things. It's really, 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 I won't say hard, but you know, they really did convenient most times. You understand?
Yeah.
Money we say I'm supposed to put in other things, businesses. You understand? So I have to like put it into my craft, and it's actually way more expensive now than it used to be.
Yes,
like,
man.
Like if you're looking to like shoot a standard music video, they know they even want to hear 2-3 million again. Except say when I be guy, and even the guy himself, John, God bless you, chatting in dollars. What's up?
Oh, in Nigeria,
even for airplay too. Almost have to pay everybody. And the sad thing about it is, most people will just collect your money, and they don't go still do the work.
Yeah,
some people they will just do and they go do them shabbily. Like it's good day, good day really, really are broken. So that's, that's
very, over very, here, we don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, when you give it to us, we will deliver accordingly, you know, as it should be.
Your satisfaction.
Over deliver, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So what do you think is the biggest challenge an independent music artist constantly face?
I can speak for everyone in general, but like for most people, I think it's funding. Yeah, for most people that I've spoken to and that have a relationship, I think it's funding. You understand? Because make I no lie, if the funds they we go to drop song every 2 to 3 months. When we know say our money day to push them, do you understand?
Right.
Yeah, funding.
Okay, so are you gonna be pursuing a career in film?
Film, yeah, yeah, but but as a side thing, not as a major thing, yeah.
Oh,
I can't let anything come between me and my music. That's my first love.
Nice. So what is next for Martin's Fields?
Yeah, like I said, by God's grace, no more excuses, no more distractions, no more delays. Now just music back to back. I'm giving myself like a goal of releasing like every 3-4 months at least. And then 2024, I'll drop my first EP ever.
Nice.
Broken Crayon Steel Colors. BCSC, that's the name of the EP. Broken Crayon Steel Colors. Yeah. So music is a very funny thing. When you make new music, you go love and say, wait till be this. You delete this song. Wait, I add this song.
So, but there's this recent jam, Gapa.
Gapa, yeah, with Larry Perkos. Yeah, yeah, that's my big bro.
How did you guys, you know, link up on that?
Larry Perkos has always been my big bro all the way from like Lauren times. They just reached out to me that he wanted to do like, he wanted to start doing featuring artists and all those things. Yeah,
yeah.
So I sent him a couple of my songs, and that was the one he said he likes.
Oh,
just, and that's how he made it happen. Yeah. Ma fi ga pa sa won pa di e ma lo sakoto baba nki e boya lo sodo lo weri e weri e weri e ma lo ga pa sa won pa di e.
Watch out for Winky featuring Martin's Fields.
Let's get it anytime, my big bro, anytime.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks much more
for stopping by on the show.
Yeah.
How do we follow up with your updates on socials?
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all social media platforms at Martin's Fields. That's MARTINSFWELZ. Thank you.
Thank you so much, bro.
Yes, sir.
Blessings and love.
They fight me, I they fight the poverty. Lifestyle for Lagos be like normality. I get time before no be property. I must do make I low normally. Pusheni Dori, want to read me Jack Bessie, want to read me Laura Pussy. Eba me, Bolon Toby, Bolon Toby. My lawyer with it all, I tell out that Timoli. Yeah, if they pay me, gagao. No, be show is as out. Tare go to Bajarao. Copa visa, look, and I rest in peace to the Pumarao. Then they help me come in, Babao. Do money for your ass out. Go hold that you put a landing over. Oh, send it to me. Want to read me, Jack Bessie. Want to read me, Laura Pussy.
Timo, go, open one more, trust me.
Who's any Dory? want to read me, Jack, we say, want to read me, Laura, Pussy, Epa, me, Bella.